Tembi and Temba ride the Gautrain.
Dad parked the car in the secure underground parking and locked it. Tembi and Temba walked with Mom and Dad up to the friendly sales attendant. "We would like 4 return tickets to Hatfield Station, please," Dad said. "Do you have a gold card?" asked the lady. "No, this is our first ride," replied Dad. The lady took the cash that Dad held out and handed him 4 shiny cards, a receipt and change in return. "Enjoy the ride," said the kind lady. Dad handed Temba his own Gautrain gold card. "Wow, what is this card for?" asked Temba. He has an inquiring mind. "Well, it is very convenient, Temba. Every time you want to ride the Gautrain, you recharge your card at the ticket counter and away you go," explained Tembi. "Come on, little brother. We will go down to the platform now," said Tembi, taking Temba by the hand. They pressed their cards against the turnstiles and entered the station. Bright and bold signage pointed them to Platform B. Temba loved riding the escalator down to the platform. "Where is the Gautrain?" asked Temba. "It will be here in 2 minutes. See that lighted sign over there?" pointed Tembi. "It tells you what time the train is expected and how many coaches it is pulling as well. Did you know, Temba, that the train arrives and departs at exactly the advertised time? In fact, its timing is to the second. World class indeed," said Father proudly. "There, Temba, it is here! Right on time too," announced Tembi. The overhead announcement asked passengers to stand back as the train approached. "I'm going to ride the Gautrain, I'm going to ride the Gautrain," sang Temba happily. The automatic doors opened and in stepped Tembi and Temba, followed by Mom and Dad. "Wow, it is so nice in here. There are beautiful blue seats and so much legroom," exclaimed Temba. "There are areas set aside to accommodate wheelchairs," explained Mom. The doors closed shut and the train began pulling away from the station. Suddenly, it was dark outside. This thrilled Temba to bits. "Why is it so dark?" whispered Temba to Tembi. "It is nice to be quiet and not yell and shout. It would be unfair to disturb the other passengers." "We are traveling in a tunnel under the city," answered Tembi softly. The train suddenly shot out of the tunnel and they were greeted by glorious sunlight. Temba peered at all the buildings and houses they passed and looked at the cars on the freeway. The scenery was breathtaking and Temba loved it. Security guards were present in the coach and the passengers felt really safe and free. "No pets are allowed in the train except for guide dogs," said Mom. "What is a guide dog, Mom?" asked Temba. "A guide dog helps people who are blind to get around." "Wow, they must be really clever," exclaimed Temba. "Indeed," said Dad. "Guide dogs are very intelligent." "This train is a bullet," said Temba. "It travels at a speed of 160 kilometers per hour, Temba," said Father. "It is the fastest train in Africa. In fact, there is no other rapid rail facility to be found anywhere else on the continent." "Wow," said Temba. "160 kilometers per hour is awesome. On 80 kilometers of track too," added Mom. "I'm hungry, Tembi," said Temba, rubbing his stomach. "Oh, you little glutton. We just had breakfast and here you are hungry already," chided Tembi playfully. "We will have something in Hatfield. You cannot eat on the train." "And why not?" questioned Temba. "So that we do not litter and dirty the coaches," replied Tembi. The train stopped at Marlborough and then at Midrand. They were now on their way to Centurion. Every time the train left a station, it announced the next one. How nice! One cannot forget to get off at the right station. It should make Uncle Tabo, the old sleepyhead, happy, thought Temba. This train is ideal for those who travel great distances to get to work. It is safe, economical, and quick too. In fact, it is much quicker than a car or a taxi. That is why it is so popular with them, explained Dad. What about school children? Asked Temba. Well, if they're over the age of 12, then they can travel by Gautrain to school. There are Gautrain buses to and from the stations. So, it is also convenient and safe for them, informed Mom. Look, Temba, there's a small aeroplane, pointed Tembi. There must be an airfield nearby. I love aeroplanes, sighed Temba, and I love the Gautrain too. Tembi, look, said Temba. suddenly jumping out of his seat as the train pulled into Centurion Station. "There's a policeman!" "Yes, Temba, there's a police presence at every station," said Tembi. Since Temba mentioned aeroplanes, Dad thought it was a lovely moment to mention something that the little fellow would enjoy. The Gautrain travels to O.R. Tambo International Airport from Sandton Station. "Very quick and efficient," smiled Dad. "Oh, good," exclaimed Temba, excited. "So we can go and watch the aeroplanes more often? Gee!" "That is an excellent feat for public transportation," said Mom. "Dad, are these stations exclusively for the Gautrain?" asked Tembi. "Indeed they are, Tembi. Only the Gautrain travels to and from these stations. No other passenger or cargo trains travel on these tracks," informed Dad. "Who owns the Gautrain, Dad?" asked Temba. "Well, no one actually owns it. It is a public enterprise. However, it is a unit of the provincial government of Gauteng. It is managed for them by the Gautrain Management Agency and operated on their behalf by the Bombela Concession Company," replied Father. "We as commuters, though, have to be responsible and take care that we do not damage or vandalize the train. It is here for all of us to enjoy," cautioned Mother. They were now at Hatfield Station and disembarked. "Phew," hissed Temba. "Did you notice, Tembi, that we travelled past the University of South Africa?" asked Mother. "Yes, I did," replied Tembi. "It is very convenient for students, academics and university staff to travel by Gautrain." "Did you enjoy your ride, Temba?" asked Tembi. "Oh, yes, I did. It was very exciting and interesting to ride the Gautrain," said Temba. "And it took only 35 minutes. You will enjoy the return trip just as much, little brother," said Tembi. Temba wrapped his arms around her in a great big hug. "You are the best sister in the world," smiled Temba. "I love you." Tembi beamed at her little brother while Mom and Dad looked on proudly. Riding the Gautrain is just awesome. It is clean, safe, and very user-friendly. The end.